Welcome to another edition of the South News Pipeline. I'm Rafe Markham, 11-day A, and on today's show we have notices, sports results, a tasty interview, Brain Box, and the latest web music. But first, photo news. The photography competition is now on. The topic is colour. Students may submit two prints each. The deadline is the 1st of December 2005. The same competition for staff is also running with the same deadline. Photographs must have been taken after the start of the October half term, and anyone is welcome to Photography Club, meeting between 3:30 and 4:30 PM in the Learning Lab on December the 8th. Now for some grand draw news from Mr. Ford. The response to the grand draw has been excellent. To date, we've had over £2,500 handed in, and well on the way to achieving the target of £4,000. Talbot House is in the lead, followed by Plymouth and Vernon, who are currently neck and neck for second spot. Remember, 10 bonus points are available for returning your £5 by the 17th of November. Now we've got Mr. Dixon.
And now for some news from our science faculty. Recently, the Royal Society of Chemistry commissioned a report which they called Surely That's Banned. The report explores why many schools are doing less practical work in science, and they discovered that many schools have misconceptions and misunderstandings about experiments and demonstrations that they think are banned, whereas in actual fact many of these experiments aren't banned at all. At South, we think that learning in science is an integrated mix of approaches, including discussion, independent research, student presentations, using interactive technology, digital video clips, but one of the most important, we feel, aspects to learning science is practical work and exciting and stimulating demonstrations. Many of you will have seen these at our open evening in September. When the Guardian newspaper heard about the report from the Royal Society of Chemistry, they asked the Royal Society of Chemistry to put them in touch with some schools who were doing exciting and stimulating practical work, and the Royal Society of Chemistry referred them to us here at South. For that reason, our school and our science faculty will be featured in an article in the Guardian Educational Supplement on Tuesday the 15th of November. You'll be able to hear comments from our teachers and also see exciting photos of Mr. Dixon and some of the Year 11 students exploring the effect of surface area on the rate of reaction using a seemingly harmless household powder. So look out for the Guardian on Tuesday the 15th of November.
Now for the football results so far from this week. The Worcestershire County Cup. The under-15s played Arrow Vale Sports College and won 3-2 to progress to the quarter-finals, and the under-16s played North Bromsgrove and won 3-1 to progress to the semi-finals. Fixtures next week, Wednesday the 16th of November, the under-14s are playing Chase High School Malvern in the ESFA National Cup Round 3. Right, and now a report on that match. The under-16s County Cup, South Bromsgrove against North Bromsgrove High School. The fixture took place on Tuesday the 8th of November at South. Kick-off was at 3 o'clock to make sure that there would be sufficient good light to complete the game. North had the better of the early play and were unlucky not to take the lead. However, strong defence, particularly from Chris Booker and keeper Chris Mull, kept the North attack frustrated. South won a free kick after a foul midway through the first half. Phil Cross shaped himself to put the ball into the box, but instead looped the ball over the keeper's head from a good 25 yards out, 1-0 to South. This kick-started South into action, and their level of possession increased as half-time approached. A speculative ball to the left wing was controlled superbly by Phil Cross, who whipped a quick ball into the box. Leo Connell fed it on to Dave Ellens, who scored from close range, 2-0. To their credit, North continued to attack and were close to getting a penalty, but referee Bayliss decided that the initial contact was outside the box. South defended the free kick well, but conceded a corner. Sustained pressure from North led to a further corner, which they managed to convert to make the half-time score 2-1. South gaffer Mr. Hill made a couple of tactical substitutions at half-time, most notably the addition of Ben Albert to strengthen in the midfield. The second half got underway, but as it progressed, the clouds darkened and soon there was torrential rain. Both teams continued to work hard in the terrible conditions, but South managed to keep the upper hand when Ben Albert broke three and his shot skipped across a very wet surface to make it 3-1. South still had to battle hard for the remaining 20 minutes and defended well as a unit to record a superb victory over the old enemy. This win secures a place in the semi-finals of the County Cup. Well done, boys. Mr. Coburn has announced the launch of the next music trip to run next October half-term. The trip will be to Spain to take in the sights of Barcelona and the local surroundings, which will include a couple of concerts. Anyone from choir, orchestra, dance band, etc. is eligible, so pick up the information now. Now, onto Brain Box, here's Lucy with the questions and answers to last week's challenges.
What item is this? What force and strength cannot get through, I with a gentle touch can do, and many in the streets would stand, were I not as a friend in hand. Answer, a key. Isaac and Albert were excitedly describing the result of a third annual International Science Fair extravaganza in Sweden. There were three contestants, Louis, René and Johannes. Isaac reported that Louis won the fair, while René came in second. Albert, on the other hand, reported that Johannes won the fair, while Louis came in second. In fact, neither Isaac nor Albert had given a correct report of the results of the science fair. Each of them had given one correct statement and one false statement. What was the actual placing of the three contestants? Johannes won, René came in second, Louis came in third. In a sale, a jacket has 15% taken off the normal price. A week later, the jacket hasn't sold, so 10% is taken off the sale price. What is the overall discount? Hint, it is not 25%. Solution. Suppose the jacket's original cost was £100. Removing 15% would leave £85. Removing 10% from this price would leave £76.50. The overall discount is £23.50 from the original £100. This means the overall percentage discount is 23.5.
Our first puzzle this week. At a family reunion were the following people. One grandfather, one grandmother, two fathers, two mothers, four children, three grandchildren, one brother, two sisters, two sons, two daughters, one father-in-law, one mother-in-law, and one daughter-in-law. But not as many people attended as it sounds. How many were there, and who were they? And this week's Brain Box from Mr. Hill. A man weighs 84 kilograms, plus a quarter of his own weight. How much does he weigh? Right, now we've got Ellie Schofield to tell us about a recent competition. Okay, Ellie, what was the competition?
It was a Future Chef competition.
And where did you do this?
In Worcester College.
And how did you do?
I won.
Oh, well done. So what happens now then?
I'll go to the next round, which is in Birmingham.
A regional?
I think so.
And what did you cook for the competition?
Duck in a dark green cabbage leaf with a trio of vegetable mousses with blackcurrant sauce and the fruit pudding and apple tart with mascarpone cheese.
And I hear you weren't the only one that liked it.
No, the chefs liked it as well.
And I hear a restaurant's interested as well.
Yeah, they're putting it on their menu.
Well, well done, Ellie. I'm getting through, and good luck for the next round.
Thank you very much.
Hello from Patrick Barker. This is a wonderful new opportunity I'm announcing now on this podcast to do with our local community within Charford and further afield. It's the new Kids and Dads project, which is taking place at South Bromsgrove High School in the gym on Tuesday the 22nd of November. It's a fun activity session, and it's a great opportunity for any young men and women to bring along their dads, stepdads, male carers, for a really fun evening. It starts at 6:30, will run through to 8:30, and there will be refreshments and all manner of activities, whether it's basketball, indoor football, quick cricket, indoor hockey, and various other games. So it's the new Kids and Dads project starting on Tuesday the 22nd of November. So please, anyone that wants to bring along their dad, stepdad, male carer, for something out of the ordinary on a Tuesday evening on the 22nd of November in South Bromsgrove High School school gym. Thanks very much. For any further questions, please don't hesitate to get contact with myself here at school or Neville or Craig at the Multi-Agency Resource Centre on phone number 874880. That's Neville, Dewson or Craig Matthews at the Multi-Agency Resource Centre in Charford on 874880. Thanks again. Bye.
And finally, we know you loved the vegetable song last week, but this week we get a bit trendy. Two songs. Firstly, from their album, Take Three, we have Common Ground with Monsters, and we'll follow that with He Is by Chris Jones. This music comes from the Podshow Podsafe Music Network. Have a look at music.podshow.com. We'll be right back.
See them moving through the best friend. Please help me chase the monsters from my head. Always chasing the monsters, chasing the monsters, chasing the monsters away. Chasing the monsters, chasing the monsters, chasing the monsters away. Chasing the monsters.
To myself, and that's just the way. He is here.